This is The Takeaway, and we begin today on a sad note. Shimon Peres, twice Prime Minister of Israel and the country's ninth president, the last of the great Israeli leaders from the pre-Israeli history of the 20th century, has died at the age of 93. His vision of the Middle East, deeply beloved, something he worked for half of his life after he left the defense ministry and its companies where he helped create the modern Israeli military. Shimon Peres spoke of his vision for Israel during his acceptance speech for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994.
Israel's role in the Middle East should be to contribute to a great, sustained regional revival. A Middle East without wars, without enemies, without ballistic missiles, without nuclear warheads. A Middle East in which men, goods, and services can move freely without the need for custom clearance or police licenses.
Peres loved speaking to young people, especially at the end of his life. Even though he was never fully trusted to stand up to the Arab world by Israeli voters, he was always upbeat about the lessons that could be learned from politics, even for young people today.
I want to tell you one thing that I'm critical about the young people. They don't want to go into politics. Politics doesn't have a good name. If politics doesn't have a good name, and you believe that politics can be good, go in politics and participate in making a future.
Shimon Peres speaking in the last decade to a TED audience. At a similar event, more recently, Peres summed up his belief that the future is built by people who first build their minds to have the capacity to dream big dreams.
We know that you have to eat three times a day. You eat three times a day, you get fat. I recommend read three times a day. You'll become wise. Better be wise than fat.
And how do you practice your brain?
By using it.